Lesson 5, Navigating the Collection Process in Challenging Environments. Depending on your circumstances, you may be operating in an environment where collecting certain types of information is challenging or even dangerous. A good analysis of your context enables informed security decisions and keeps you and your sources safe. The first step in any risk assessment is to analyze the context in which you are operating. Start by asking yourself some questions about your collection project. What are the most important issues at stake in your documentation process? Who are the key figures and why are they interested in these issues? How might your work affect these actors, both negatively and positively? Is the environment you are operating in safe enough to carry out the work you have proposed? Has anyone carried out any similar activities in the past? How did local, national authorities or others respond to previous work on these issues? How will you react if targeted by any of these actors? By asking yourself these questions, you can start to gain an understanding of the environment you're operating in, which will allow you to identify precautionary measures to take either in advance or of during your collection efforts. What are some ways by which to analyze contexts? A force field analysis can be a helpful tool for analyzing your operating environment and visualizing a risk assessment. Using this method, you can identify how key figures might help or hinder you in achieving your documentation objectives. To conduct a force field analysis, first identify your objectives. Imagine your objective in this documentation process is to find information about women's access to maternal health services in Tehran. You want to collect information to prove that there has been an increase in health issues and maternal mortality. Second, based on the political and social sensitivities of your topic, make a list of supporting and resisting forces. Then write a list of security problems that might arise from the resisting forces. Third, write down ways you can leverage your supporting forces to reduce or eliminate risk. Threats, vulnerability, and capacities. The level of risk you face will depend on the location and the type of information you are collecting. When conducting a risk assessment, consider three categories: threats, vulnerabilities, and capacities. Threats. Think about how you could be affected negatively when carrying out your work. Is there a possibility you could lose your job, damage your reputation, lose contacts and access to people or places, be detained, injured, or killed, or have the people you work with negatively impacted as a result of your project? Might an individual or an institution try to impede your efforts? Vulnerabilities. Based on your particular context, you may be more or less vulnerable to certain types of threats. Vulnerability is relative and can change over time. In many cases, you can take steps to render yourself less vulnerable. Capacities. When you have a clear understanding of your threats and vulnerabilities, consider your capacities, the resources you have and can use to achieve a reasonable level of security. The more capacities you have, the less risk. Capacities can include relationships and connections, expertise, secure communication channels, and safe refuge. Once you have a list for each category, remain conscious of your threats, reduce your vulnerabilities, and build on your capacities. You will always face some degree of risk, but you can always take steps to better protect yourself. Thank you for listening to NABZ Iran's podcast on documenting human rights violations in challenging environments. For more detailed information on documenting human rights violations in challenging environments, take the online course by visiting www.nabz-iran.com.